Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
A black woman praises Donald Trump at an HBCU event. A man goes viral for dumping his wife for not keeping a clean house. The LGBT propaganda machine ramps up for Joe Biden in 2024. And a MAGA-hating Hollywood actor bombs at the box office. This is Can't Cancel Rob Smith. A black woman has praised former President Donald Trump at an event for HBCUs, as historically black colleges and universities. Check this out.
Well, we took care of those colleges.
Sure did. Much better than Biden did. So I want to say this is Park Atlanta. This is Stoneman. This is Morehouse. This is Morehouse.
Isn't that great?
So I don't care what the media tells you, Mr. Trump. We support you.
We support you.
Okay, 4 p.m. We've been 4 p.m.
Come here. Let me give you a hug.
Please do.
Okay, that's funny. Number one, there's nothing that Trump loves more than when people love him. So I'm not surprised at that reaction. But let's really dig into this and let's really, really think about it. First of all, and you know, like I said, I'm an independent. I am not a registered. I've literally re-registered as an independent, like the whole thing. Because what I didn't want to do is I don't want to spend my time in 2024 being like some like brain dead Trump booster that is just like rah rah, Trump is great about everything and all of that other stuff. Like, I just don't think that it really serves a purpose unless you just, I don't know, want to be like running comms for Trump for the rest of your entire existence, which is not what I want to do. But that being said, I got to keep it real about a couple of things. First of all, what Trump did for HBCUs, that a lot of people on the left have just, when Republicans do something good for black people or LGBT people or whoever, what the left does is they will not lie about this, but they will ignore it. And so what Trump did when he was president, and I will die on the hill that Trump and the people that were in his office at the time made a lot of overtures to African-American voters, both in proposal and in policy. And one of the things that he did was he absolutely made funding for HBCUs permanent at the federal level. This is something that he did. And now what the Biden administration does and what the liberals and the left can do is they can have all these events at White House and they can, you know, pull all these celebrities in. I think that they use the cast of A Different World for an HBCU photo op at the White House, and Kamala Harris made some. They're really good at spin. they're really good at making it seem as if they did the things that were already done before they came back. And if you are a low info voter, if you are low IQ or are underinformed, which unfortunately not low IQ, but unfortunately what I will say is a lot of Black Americans in this country are pretty underinformed and uninformed when it comes to political stuff, because there's so few people they can go to that are not trying to just like propagandize them in favor of one side or the other, right? So there's a lot of people, like every paid Black liberal mouthpiece that has any kind of media position right now is basically trying to propagandize you to be pro-Democrat and against Republicans. Like, that's what they're doing. And a lot of the Black people, and I got to tell you, a lot of the Black people that are super, super, super hardcore pro-Trump just basically exist to be sycophants and apologists for everything, right? And so what I try to do is I try to keep it real and try to call the balls on the strikes. And the reality of the situation is that what he did for HBCUs did help and continues to help to this day. A lot of Black people are not going to know that. Now, here's something interesting from a policy perspective, and actually even from a get out the vote or voter targeting perspective, is that Black women are the least likely to vote for Trump. Now, when people talk about Trump and the Black vote and all this other stuff, like, they're talking about Black men. Black men are low hanging fruit for Trump. All right. Black women are harder. And so the question is, does it make any sense at all for them to even target Black women? I don't know. But if they wanted to, they could probably start with the HBCUs in the education capacity. And I make this point again a million times. One of the reasons that Ron DeSantis is governor of Florida and not Andrew Gillum is because of pro-school choice Black women in Florida. All right. They voted for Ron DeSantis in numbers that are much higher than were expected. And I think that they were one of the things that helped move the needle for DeSantis in Florida. Very interesting factoid. So look, there is, like, this is a viral moment. It's a cool viral moment. If I was working for the Trump team or whatever, I would immediately clip that out there and be like, okay, what is a basic sort of like, what is something basic that he did that can be spun or at least elevated to make people remember what he did? And like, this is one of those opportunities there, which I haven't seen it. So I guess we're just going to have to chalk that up as a missed opportunity. But there's something here in terms of Black messaging when it comes to the education thing, the school choice thing, and the HBCU thing. And I'll be very curious to see, you know, if the Trump team picks up on that. A husband is filing.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Asking for divorce from his wife because she doesn't clean. And he took the TikTok to put her on blast.
Why is you doing this?
I'm not letting you. I'm on my knees.
And you still ain't cleaned up or nothing. You still got this.
I'm not letting you go.
I don't have time for this. I got.
I'm not letting you go.
Bruh, can you please move?
Put the bag down. Put the bag down, okay? You ain't got to feel
why
me.
You, why is you, you grabbing all my leg, huh?
Okay.
Listen, move, what listen, are you doing?
Listen, just hear me out.
What? Can you move, please?
Hear me out.
I come over to get some more stuff. I'm finna go. I'm not in the mood today. You people done pissed me off. 12-hour
you
know, shift.
I don't I'm miss pregnant. You. I'm pregnant.
I don't believe you. I don't believe.
I showed you the ultrasound. What you mean?
Look at all this. What? Look at all this.
What you
trash
mean? I showed
stuff.
You the ultrasound.
Look. Look at all this.
You, look.
You don't see the gnats in here flying around in here stuff?
I'm throwing away. I'm cleaning up as we speak.
People
say anything just to
keep y'all. I don't even know where to start. First of all, that house was disgusting. That was nasty. Like this is that was their bedroom, right? Like gnats flying around, clothes, dirty clothes, clean clothes everywhere, nasty plates of food going around. Like it was nasty. And that woman, honestly, to tell you the truth, you can tell by the way that she looks and the way that she obviously doesn't take care of herself that she doesn't know how to take care of a house. All right. And so the question is, first of all, a lot of different things going on here. If you're going to leave your wife because she keeps a nasty house, why are y'all taking this stuff to social media? Why does everybody in the era that we live in right now, where everybody's looking for a viral moment, everybody wants to have social media fame, everybody wants to do everything to be a celebrity or have some social media fame, except for to do the work, to actually create something that people want to consume. So this dude is going to put his nasty house in that nasty bedroom in this woman on social media to be like, I'm divorcing my wife because she isn't clean. So first of all, like I'm going to get to her in a second. But first of all, even putting your stuff out there like that in that way on social media, like that's red flag. Like that's a no-go. Second of all, we have things twisted, I think, as a culture. And this is talking about the heterosexuals here. The heterosexuals, y'all are, trust me, the gays got a lot of work to do. But the heterosexuals, y'all ain't that far behind us because y'all seem to be very confused about the roles of men and women in relationships. And I think that that's because, you know, we've got this idea that we put into women's heads that they can, that number one, they are the ultimate prize and they don't have to do anything or bring anything to a relationship but apparently themselves, because that's so great. And so that's the kind of mentality and that's the kind of behavior and mindset that leads to this woman having a house that looks that nasty, because that was disgusting. It was disgusting. It like in my place, if I've got a couple dishes in the sink, like I just feel like I start feeling edgy, because you just, it's that edginess that you feel like when you're in a space that is not clean. And so imagine if she's not cleaning if she's having the house look like that, how do you think her hygiene is? Like, how do you think that she carries herself in public? It's all of these different things. We are lying to women about the things that men really want. And we are really, truly, truly doing black women a total disservice, by the way, in how the culture, particularly black culture, treats black women. Like, I do not believe that we do them any favors, because the way black culture treats black women is that these are the deities. Oh my God, the black women are the pillars of the community. Nothing would happen without them. Oh, we worship you, queen, mother, goddess of the African Wakanda. We worship you. And so they are never to be criticized. They are never to be, their behavior is never to be questioned. And so this is the mindset of black women in this day and age. Like, that's the mindset. And so when you have that mindset and you have women that actively buy into this, then you're going to have a woman that doesn't want to clean up the house. And a woman that is perfectly fine living in that, which is like squalor. Look, if the dude is out here making money and working and earning, the least he is entitled to is a clean house. Like, I just, is that controversial? Like, am I far right now? Am I a right-wing lunatic? Or is it fair to say that if a man is out here like really hustling, really doing work, like, man, can he just get a clean house? Can he not have to swat away gnats from three-day-old food when he's trying to get into bed? It's nasty. All right, the far-left LGBTQ propaganda organization, the Human Rights Campaign, has launched out for Biden and Harris to bully gays and lesbians and assorted of the other BTQ to vote for Joe Biden in 2024. And they've done this by a very cringe launch video. Here it is.
We are so excited to launch Out for Biden Harris.
As the great Harvey Milk once said, rights are won only by those who make their voices heard. And because you made your voices heard, marriages are more secure, and Joe Biden is our president. A president who elevated LGBTQI plus leaders to every level of our administration, who fights for the safety and freedom and dignity of all people every single day.
We believe LGBTQ plus rights are human rights.
We will do what we have always done in this movement, in this community, which is collectively, we will continue to build unity. We will continue to build coalition. We will always be fueled by knowing we have so much more in common than what separates us. We will be fueled by knowing we are all in this together.
What can you say?
Please text OUT to 30330 to join us.
If you're watching that on my YouTube page or anything like that, don't text. Don't text that number to join them. Don't have me out here doing doing propaganda, doing PR for these people. Look, there's a lot of different things going on here. The first thing that I have to say is that at this point, there's no real movement for gays and lesbians on the left. There is only a movement to amplify, elevate, and normalize the TQ fringe. I've said this before, and I will say it again. Gays and lesbians have every right that you could possibly have in the United States of America. Gays and lesbians can serve openly in the military. Gays and lesbians can get married. Gays and lesbians and all LGBT people, in fact, are protected from employment discrimination federally because three Trump-appointed justices, by the way, voted in favor of adding LGBT people to the Civil Rights Act, which is another one of those things that when anything happens for, if you want to say LGBT people, gays and lesbians, whatever, if anything good that happens for a minority group of people during a Republican administration, like if this ever happens, it's generally downplayed or ignored because these people depend on low info, low IQ voters for them to propagandize. I've said that over and over and over again. Now, the unfortunate thing is that so few people are aware of these things. My best friend in the world is a dyed-in-the-wool, I like to call them Obama liberals, right? Like a big city liberal, say your New York, LA, Boston, DC, particularly like a gay guy or something like that, is going to be like an Obama lib where they know that they're liberal, but they really don't get into what the fringes are doing or what the grassroots is doing, whatever. They just kind of like check the D and keep on going. And so my best friend is an Obama lib. And I brought this up in conversation one time. I was like, well, you know, LGBT people have been added to the Civil Rights Act. And this is what happened, you know, under the Supreme Court right after his last justice, who I believe was Amy Coney Barrett, was confirmed, maybe before. But I told him this and he was like, what? Oh, my God. Really? No, I don't think so. And I was like, yeah, I Googled it. An NPR article came up. He had to see it from NPR, by the way. That's what, you know, your Obama libs have to see something from NPR before they believe it. But yeah, it was completely true. And the reason he didn't know this, and I said the same thing to him, the reason you didn't know this is because you weren't supposed to know this. And so there is a very, very effective propaganda machine that exists on the left to sort of brainwash the younger gays and lesbians and the TQ fringe into thinking that there is in no way, shape, or form that they become citizens with full rights in this country without the Democrats, because the Democrats are doing it all and Republicans ever did nothing. And of course, that's a lie. It's just not true. But the unfortunate thing about this is this. HRC basically acts as the Democrat super PAC with a $700 million war chest, right? And so they have the money for this propaganda. That's how the Human Rights Campaign acts, even though they are technically a nonprofit. And unfortunately, there is nothing similar that exists on the right side of the aisle. There is nothing that comes even close to that on the right. So it just pretty much becomes the responsibility of, you know, your sort of right-leaning gay talking heads, political figures, whatever you want to call it, to sort of try to be a barrier to this leftist propaganda. And like I said, gays and lesbians have already won. So the Biden administration and their toadies are doing nothing for the average gay and lesbian American, but they're really doing a lot for the TQ fringe, particularly the T. They're all about the T nowadays. I don't know if there's space in that movement for any regular gay or lesbian. I just do not believe that that exists anymore. Now, in 2020, gays and lesbians voted about 70-30 for Democrats as opposed to Republicans. Like, so 30% of gays and lesbians voted for Republicans. I do believe that what they would love is for those numbers to be like black people, like 90% of gays and lesbians voting for Democrats all the time. Like, that's what the propaganda really wants. I don't really see it happening. I get a lot of gays and lesbians that come up to me that say things like, I used to hate you, but now I understand where you're coming from. I secretly agree with you, all that stuff. So time will tell as to what gays and lesbians will do in the ballot box in November. A MAGA-hating actor has just completely bombed at the box office. I'm going to get into this, and I think that this has a lot to say about the moment that we're in culturally. So Civil War was the top film in theaters for its second week last weekend. I did about, you know, 11 million. I talked about Civil War a little bit on the last podcast. I think I may have actually recorded that before I saw Civil War. Maybe I'll do, you know, another one with some thoughts on that. But anyway, that's not who this is about. So there is an actor, and this actor, this is a guy that plays Reacher on Amazon Prime. His name is Alan Ritchson. And so this guy, like, huge, huge guy, very big, very buff. He plays Reacher on Amazon Prime. It's a huge hit for Amazon Prime. All of that stuff. But this guy, Alan Ritchson, was on the sort of, you know, the promo trail for this movie. The movie that he was in that flopped is called The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. This is from Guy Ritchie, who, in fact, I read another article that said this is his third bomb in a row. So, you know, you got one more. You're going to director jail there. But so this guy, Alan Ritchson, was on the promo trail for this movie, and he decided to use this position on the promo trail for this movie to attack Donald Trump and to also attack Christians. Which is, and so this is what he said. I don't know if you heard this anywhere else. So basically, this is an interview that he did with The Hollywood Reporter. And this is what he said, and I quote, "Trump is a rapist and a con man, and yet the entire Christian church seems to treat him like he's their poster child, and it's unreal. I don't understand it. Christians today have become the most vitriolic tribe. It is so antithetical to what Jesus was calling us to be and to do." So this is what he said. And so look, when I look at things like this, and it's very telling to me that when this did come out, like, it wasn't like this huge controversy, because, and this is what this has to say about sort of where we are in the culture right now. This is a very tried and true method for Hollywood actors to get attention. And it seems like it's just not really hitting the way it used to anymore. I feel like if this guy would have came out and done this interview, maybe say in 2015 or even 2018 or 2019, you know, all of a sudden, you know, all the Hollywood people would be like, oh my God, you're so brave. We really need to support you. And he would have gotten all this support from Hollywood celebrities. So it was very interesting to me. So when this happened, number one, I didn't really hear or see any other Hollywood celebrities talking about it. But this is even the most prescient, is that it didn't inspire some like huge conservative backlash against this dude, fundamentally because nobody knows who he is. And so what this says to me is that it's like the idea of trolling MAGA or trolling Trump or calling Trump a racist or he's unchristian. And, you know, this Hollywood actor is like, well, he's not as good a Christian as I am, and all this other stuff. It feels very like 20, like 19. Like, it just doesn't feel very now. And it doesn't feel very now culturally, because what you're seeing in Hollywood and entertainment industry and in the culture is, you know, look, the usual suspects are anti-Trump. Like, you're not going to get a kind word about Trump or MAGA Republicans on The View or whatever. But what I've noticed is that the A-list celebrities and the true celebrities, like, and I'm talking real celebrities, not people that just have to pull stunts on social media to get attention, like, not just some people that are trying to get somewhere. They're pretty much staying silent about this. I don't hear anybody really saying anything about this anymore. Look, John Legend did some interview. The singer John Legend did some interview. I think he was talking to Oprah about something or other. They're always talking to somebody about something that they're selling or promoting or whatever. And he said, yeah, I believe that Donald Trump is a racist. And the point that I'm making here is that these things are not registering, because the vast majority of the American people have heard these things for, what is it, 2024? We have heard Donald Trump is a racist in this country going on a decade at this point. Like, he came down that escalator in 2015, right? So we've heard this stuff. And it doesn't, it's not going to sway who it needs to sway. And the people that it even, like, it just seems very irrelevant. And it's very pressing to me. Now, honestly, look, this movie didn't bomb because of him. You know, nobody knows who this guy is. So that's not the point, right? In the movie, the movie didn't make any money. The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare or whatever didn't make any money. It did not bomb because of this guy. It did not bomb because of any conservative backlash to his comments. His comments really likely didn't have anything to do with the movie bombing. What it shows me is that the lack of backlash, and you can even listen to me talking about it right now, like, I don't care, like, what this guy thinks about, you know, Trump or Christians, or Trump is racist, or the Christians, like, it's just, to me, it's just irrelevant, right? And I feel like for the vast majority of people, when we hear the political opinions of a Hollywood celebrity, it's just becoming irrelevant. So the real celebrities are just not saying anything about it. God knows what their politics are. I remember Sydney Sweeney got in trouble with Twitter. Ooh, she got in trouble with Twitter because her mom had a, like, it wasn't even a MAGA hat. It was like, make the 60s great again or something like that. And so the inference from Twitter was that, you know, she comes from a Republican family, which she likely does. I think that chick is from, like, Iowa or something like that. Of course, this is why you go from Iowa. Of course, you know, her family is Republicans. What do you expect them to be, libs? And so there was this Twitter backlash, but then Twitter backlashes don't mean anything. And I believe that when she hosted SNL, she, like, made a little joke out of it. She's not saying either way. She's not going out and saying F Trump. She's not going out and saying, like, blah, blah, blah. She's not talking about it, because where we're headed right now as a society is this. People are tired of being lectured to, and people are going to make the choices that they want to make based on their personal beliefs, based on what they feel about certain situations. And you're not going to influence somebody to think differently. You're not going to bully somebody to think differently. And it's becoming less of a PR move, honestly, to even come out as anti-Trump. If I was that guy's publicist, Alan Richardson or whatever, I would just be like, you don't have to come out pro or con. By nature of the stuff that you're doing action movies, you're doing an action show on Amazon Prime. A lot of these people are likely your base, okay? A lot of these people are likely the people that are consuming your content. I don't watch Reacher on Prime. Like, I don't watch that stuff. But, you know, even if I did, even if that was my favorite show, I would just, like, even if that was my favorite show and that was my favorite actor in the world, I would look at that and I would just roll my eyes and I would go right back to watching Reacher. I'd be like, oh, yeah, well, you know, hey, it's a free country, whatever. And just look at it as the kind of desperate publicity move it actually is. All right, Problematics, thank you so much for joining me. As always, you can find Can't Cancel Rob Smith here on YouTube. Please watch, share, and subscribe. Helps the algorithm, helps me out, helps push the content out. You can also find an audio version of this podcast on Apple Podcasts, iHeart Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Rob Smith Online, and on TikTok at Can't Cancel Rob. Oh, yeah. I'll see you next time.